B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
So, Meredith, now that I've just told you all my off-air problems, I don't know if anybody wants to hear about those today. Let's get to some happier stuff or some issues that we can delve into, like parents coming into town to visiting newborns. Yes. Everybody loves that topic.
Yes. So my mother, we canceled her visit the last time the baby was like a week or two old because I asked three different doctors without telling them what the other opinions were. And they all said, do not have, because of COVID, do not have anybody in your house right now. No. So now that she's 3 months old.
But by the way, did they say go ahead and quarantine?
Yes, keep quarantined.
In other words, what if you had someone come into town and then they quarantine for 2 weeks? Nobody wants to do that. Nobody can take that kind of vacation.
It's so unrealistic.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And my mother's a nurse. So, and then she could potentially not be able to go back to work. So it was like a huge mess.
Mm-hmm.
So we waited 3 months and now she's in town from Charlotte. And so far everything's going great and she's super safe. You know, she's a nurse. So not only is she cleanly, but she has like those fancy N95 masks and everything. And, you know, coming here was easy for her. But it's nice for her to actually see the baby. And it's crazy that she wasn't able to.
Right. I'm sure. That reminds me, I got to go off topic. I was around people this weekend who were smoking and I had the mask on and you could still completely smell the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say your mom has this special fancy mask that probably lets smaller particles through, but smoke still gets through. So that means other things can still get through.
I know. It's crazy. It's so ridiculous. But yeah, and coming down here, she had to wear a mask and everything. So far it's good. It's nice having her in town. There is a little bit of a tiff beforehand between my mother and my husband.
Uh-oh.
So I'm trying to like figure everything's pretty good right now because we live in a small house. We're going to eventually need to upgrade and go to like, I don't know, a bigger house.
Sure.
And my husband during Christmas told my mother like, hey, the house is getting so small now with all the baby toys and two kids and this and this and this. We have no room. Like we will help pay for a hotel when you come at Christmas time. And she flipped out and she took such offense to it because she's that old school. Like I stay in the house with you and the babies. Yeah.
But now you've got an extra layer because you have Anthony working from home all the time.
He works from the kitchen table because we have no office because we have no more extra rooms. It's everybody has their own room. It's very tight. And, it's funny. I picked her up. We went home and she walked into my house, which is very clean. Which is dust free, which is organized, and she saw all the baby stuff everywhere and how the rooms are. And she, the first thing she said was like, "Whoa, you guys do need a bigger house."
Right. Like, you're just exactly packed in. Everything is like Jenga blocks.
Right. Exactly. I was like, "There's no more blocks to take out or move. Everything's gonna fall.
It's gonna fall
on our face in 2 seconds." But it was I think she finally realized what my husband was trying to explain to her. It had nothing to do with her. We love having her there and the help from a grandma. It's not that. It's that we have no room. We cannot breathe.
And he wants to make it comfortable for her, too.
Yeah. So far, everything's good. She is staying in our house now just because the baby's still in our room.
What was that other little tip you told me about her washing her hands as a nurse?
Yes. So when she worked at a hospital, at least once a week, they would bring the black light around and take the nurse's hands and have them put their hands out to see if their hands were as cleanly as they should be. And the two biggest spots that were always showing bright and super dirty was in between the skin, in between the thumb and your
the
finger.
Webs, the little webs.
There you go. The webs down there. And if you think about how you wash your hands, just close your eyes and imagine how you wash your hands. You go round, maybe in between.
Get your fingertips. Even your nails, too.
Yeah, your palms.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really go into the webbing? And they say that's where a lot of
germs
are held.
It's funny you say that because my webs, I have really, really dry hands. I'm embarrassed. I had a sales meeting the other day and I was like, I'm sorry, I shake with my left hand now. I know that's weird and that's not good etiquette, but my right hand is so torn up from all my eczema and the hand washing and the antibacterial that I use.
Yeah.
But guess what? My webs are soft.
Yeah, they're soft and squishy and dirty, by the way, potentially. So
soft and dirty.
Yeah, at that end under the
feels
fingernails.
Feels good, but going to get some germs from them.
There's germs. This is how you spread germs. Just spread your webs everywhere on people.
And now we know, too, if you're going on a first date, do a hand cup. cup yes, when you cupping. Hold hands. Mm-hmm. Don't do the linking of the fingers because that's all web.
Isn't that crazy?
Webs rubbing up against webs. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this now.
It's just weird.
It's so gross.
The two biggest, dirtiest places, though, my mom told me, is the webbing and then also the nails.
Oh,
that's
sure.
That's where germs are
sure.
just normally hiding. But
do you
way,
look at your daughter's
does.
Nails? My daughter's nails are always dirty. Like, I'll clean them at the end of the day.
And
then
grow
the
so fast.
Then it grows so fast, and the next day they're dirty. And I'm like, boy, I hope you at, like, one point during the day had clean nails that your teacher saw, so they yeah. don't just think you're a dirty kid.
All the time. And my youngest right now, her nails grow so fast. And
yes, the babies grow super fast.
And then she's cutting up her face. I'm like, I just filed yes. your nails yesterday.
And it's so scary.
It's so tiny, too, and I don't want to hurt her. I found this...
Sometimes they tell you to bite them. Have you heard
do.
That?
Yeah. I'm
Which
not doing
sounds
that.
Really germy. It,
right, which sounds gross. And my mother-in-law told me, she's like, oh, you don't just put her fingers in your mouth and then cut the fingernails with your teeth? And I'm like, no, because I'm
Seems
not...
Seems like you could rip them and get a hangnail that way, too.
Oh, first of all. Mm-hmm. And second of all, that sounds gross to me. Like, it just does. If you want to do it, that's totally fine. I'm not going to judge you. But to me, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I found this great filing tool. The official one was like $50, but mm-hmm. I found the knockoff on Amazon for like $10. So
that
I
works.
Use that tool every day for her, and it's really soft. But I have to do it every day because their nails grow, and you just don't want to spread germs.
No. Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, I don't know if I told you this, but my second daughter, she came out of me. I remember when they put her on my chest, she was like, I was like, that girl has claws for nails. These
hurts.
Pointy little. I'm like, did you claw your way out of here?
Yes,
is that how you came out
I'm
so
in pain.
Fast?
You left marks on me.
So, do you have any fun plans? Well, I know you guys are still kind of in stay at home, stay close to the nest mode. Do you have any good plans for Labor Day weekend?
We're going to have a pool day mm-hmm. over at the grandparents' house. So, that's kind of fun. And then we may go to the pier just because it's outside in
oh,
the
good.
Morning. And then I'm considering going to the aquarium. Considering because they have the outdoor splash pad area.
I know.
Which
that's
is
neat.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you have to make reservations for these places, I hear. So there's not too many people in. Which that this all sounds great. And can I please get out of the house, please?
Right. That's I know.
I just want to do something.
Well, I told you what this week has been like. So I just was emailing Doug and I said, we're not doing anything.
You
we're,
need to relax.
We're laying low. We're yeah. staying. We just did all this major remodeling at our house. So we're going
awesome.
To get organized and stuff like that. Thank you. And I do have to say, though, did I tell you about our little family field trip we took last week?
No.
Okay, this was fun. It was a random Tuesday. Of course, we have work the next day. It's a
right.
school night. We had school the next day, too. And I said, Doug, let's take these girls out of the house. We went to this place called Tiki Docks.
Okay.
So mind you, this is a big, long field trip for me, driving from West Chase to St. Pete Gulfport.
Right.
I drive this. Doug said, are you sure you want to do this? You drive this every day? I was like, not well, as long as you're driving.
Yeah.
I can be on my phone
yeah,
or
I'll
whatever.
Sit here.
And so it's almost a break to be in the car. So you don't have to be carrying a baby.
Yeah.
They're in the back seat. Can't do anything about it.
Right.
And so we got there and it was all outdoors. Mm-hmm. It was on the water. My girls had such a good time.
Really?
You're sitting out there, obviously no masks once you sit down. Mm-hmm. The waiters and waitresses had masks on, but it was so cute. Every time they would talk to them, they would take their masks down so they could smile. And I said, thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah.
I want them. They're like, they're kids. They
yeah,
need
they
to see
you smile and your
right.
lips move and expression.
Yes. And my daughter was dancing the whole time. She's out there going, someday. She was singing, someday my prince will come. And this one guy walked by her. He's like, you're right, sweetie. We're going to find our princes. Don't you worry. So I just realized it was just a mental note. No one is going to come knock on our door and tell us, come out.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
ready.
You have
to just decide. If you're yep. ready, you have to go do it.
It's just
and it feels so
things.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I should go to that place this weekend. I did go
yes.
to Salt.
I would highly recommend
Salt Shack before.
No, but I've heard about it.
Okay.
I've wanted to go
yeah,
there.
Yeah. It's right over the Gandy Bridge on the right hand side.
In Tampa.
It's very similar. It mm-hmm. sounds like. And I just went, I took my mom there. It's all outside, but not to give them a shout out or anything like that, but it's so nice just to look at the water.
Yes.
And remember, I'm
expansive.
Not stuck in my house,
mm-hmm.
you know, in school. And speaking of school, as a matter of fact, my youngest, Olivia, who's 3 months,
mm-hmm.
she's done with grandma and she's going to start school on Tuesday.
Are you nervous?
With her
How
sister.
Could you not be?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely
nervous.
But
you're comfortable with this school, so that's fine.
They're going to the same location. Obviously, she'll be in the infant room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just weird. I'd rather, obviously, her be with her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
But Aubrey started when she was 6 months, and now my youngest is starting when she's 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, am I worried? Yes.
She's going to be fine.
I know.
I'm not asking you that in a way like, ooh, you should be.
Yeah.
But it's just that natural mom
it's
jitter.
Just
she's going to be great.
She's just so young. And you know she's going to get sick. And so I just have to buckle up and be prepared. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to come in here in a couple weeks, just like you were, off mic. And I'm going to tell you everything that's going on. And our weeks are going to be completely opposite. You're going to have maybe an easy week. And then I'm going to come in here all stressed out. And then I'm going to talk to you about everything that's going on because the kids are sick and this happened and that happened. So hopefully you can get a little rest.
You know what I started realizing too, when your baby, when my baby, when any of our kids get sick, we're going to call work and they're going to be like, okay, call us when you don't have a COVID, when they're not positive COVID tested. Like I started thinking about that the other day. If I call in sick, my boss is going to say, all right, don't come back until we know you don't have this.
Right. What do you do about the kids?
I mean, it's just kind of nerve wracking because that's my personal health information. Number one,
right.
Take my word for it. I'm not going to come infect people with this stuff.
Right.
But then it also eliminates a hooky day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, oh, you know what? Hey, boss, I'm sick today. I don't feel well. I've got to stay home. Oh, you are? Okay. Well, I need a COVID test that shows
before
that
you come back. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like, no, I just want to play hooky. I just
I
need a mental health day.
You know, I dealt with this maybe you remember, it was like 3 weeks ago, and Aubrey came home from school. She had like a little bit of a fever and a runny nose. Immediately took her to the doctor. You never know what's going on. And so then you think, oh my God, you think the worst. You're like, what if she has this? And then she's infecting me and the grandparents, and then everybody needs a COVID test. And, you know, your heart's about to pop out of your chest. But the next day she woke up just fine.
And she was fine. Oh, thank goodness.
Right?
Okay, we'll end on a happy
note. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We'll end on a happy note.